Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 8th chapter of John. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Utah's 11-year-old Trinity loves to play games with her friends. Games like hide-and-seek. Recently, that innocent game produced some unpleasant results. The story begins with Trinity thinking that the family washing machine might be a great place to hide. Trinity wiggled into the appliance and shut the lid. There she hid until it was time to get out. And that was when her problem became apparent. You see, Trinity's washing machine sits under the dryer, and that combination doesn't leave a lot of room to escape. In short, Trinity was stuck. Her friends came up with a number of creative suggestions on how to free her. First, they tried butter. They greased up their friend and gave her a few tugs. Trinity stayed stuck. One of the pals remembered peanut butter can get an overly tight ring off a finger, so an application of that table staple was unsuccessfully administered. Next, they tried cold water. The thinking was, since cold shrinks things, it just might shrink Trinity enough to get her out. All the cold water did was produce a cold and still stuck 11-year-old. As a last resort, the friends called Trinity's mom, who summoned the fire department. It didn't take them too long for the experts to remove the dryer from above Trinity's head and release the embarrassed youngster. I enjoyed reading Trinity's story because it is ours. Think back on your life. How many times have you come up with an idea? An idea which seemed good at the time, but proved to be disastrous. Adam and Eve thought eating the forbidden fruit was a good idea. Like Trinity, they pursued their good idea and found themselves stuck in a situation from which they were unable to free themselves. Just like all of us who find ourselves stuck in sin, and no matter what we do, no matter how many creative remedies we try, we are unable to get ourselves out. No, if we wish to be released from sin and its condemnation, we need the Savior. It is only when Jesus enters our lives that he, like the firefighters, brings hope and release. Of course, there is a difference between the Christ and the firefighters. The men who released Trinity did so by using tools, knowledge, and skill. It was a simple procedure. The price of our freedom was much greater. To win our release from the condemnation of sin, Jesus had to live a perfect life, carry our sins, and die the death which our disobedience had brought about. It was a sacrifice which he willingly made. Now, by the Holy Spirit's power, you, I, and all who believe on the Redeemer are free. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I give thanks that your commitment and sacrifice have freed me from sin, Satan, and death. May I live in a way which shows my appreciation. In your name, amen.